Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Today is Monday, March 28th, 2016, and welcome to Pull It Together with Erica Black. This is a show all about your life, all about living your best life. I am a certified holistic life coach and the owner of my practice, which is called Pull It Together. It's all about getting you, moving you forward so you can live the life you love, the life really of your dreams. And today we're going to be talking about what do you really want? What do you really, really want? It's important. You know, what is truly important to you? I hope you all had a great Easter yesterday. I did. And thank you for being considerate with me last week. It was that unforeseen circumstance that happens every once in a while where your best laid plans kind of go awry. And as you're aware, if you've been listening to the show, that I just had a new grandchild on the 2nd of March. So I'm in West Virginia. I've been helping my kids out. I was here for the birth and then moving forward from there. So anyway, in any case, we were at an appointment last week that we thought would be totally done and I'd be, you know, in the office ready to go for the show at noon. Didn't happen that way. So I had my little 2-year-old grandson with me, and we only did a 15-minute show last week, and it was all about really how to handle the things that come up that you, you know, what's your stance as you move forward from that. So anyway, it was unexpected, and, you know, it actually worked out, I think, pretty well, albeit it was a really short time. So I hope you guys had a great weekend. My weekend has been a little intense, and so I kind of wanted to talk to you about that also. You know, and if you're the praying type of person, I just pray that you would pray for my newest little grandson, now almost 4 weeks old. He was taken to the hospital in the middle of the night Wednesday and or early Thursday morning, and he's been in the NICU ever since. He's got some rare heart syndrome, and his heart was racing at 300 beats per minute with Wolf Parkinson White syndrome. In any case, I guess that is a treatable syndrome, but in the course of trying to get that under control, his heart rate crashed and he had to be resuscitated. They did crazy things like, well, they had to ventilate him. So they had him on a ventilator, and then they had to drill a hole into him to get, you know, some sort of a line into his heart and stuff like that. All kinds of things that just, you know, freak parents out. So anyway, everyone handled everything pretty well. The prayers, the support has been amazing. I am so grateful that I have so many quality people in my rounds, right, in my space, in this life that are just have just been supporting me, and not only me, but my kids. You know, so many prayers, so much support. It's been lovely. And honestly, I was really kind of amazed at myself because, you know, I'm one of those people who kind of grew up in a very dramatic way, and I did drama for most of my life. And, you know, as I've shifted and changed and come along on my path, I realized that being fearful and doing drama doesn't do anyone any good. And so this is a pretty dramatic type of event, right? A little baby's in the intensive care unit. That's a pretty serious event. We almost lost him. I mean, he had to be resuscitated. That's traumatic. But it's traumatic. But I think oftentimes we feel like we need to really get into the drama of how bad it is and it's bad. I mean, don't get me wrong. But, you know, it's our response is either helpful or harmful. And I talk to you guys about that all the time. And, you know, we can have meltdowns and we can lose it, but is that giving strength or anything good to the situation? You know, no. And like I told you guys, you know, if I could reduce down every single thing that I know about living and life, every inspiration I've ever gotten, the Bible, church, inspirational reading, the 12-step big book, all of anything that I've ever found inspiring, if I could put it in a pot on the stove and set it to simmer and reduce it slowly till it's a small amount of liquid, right? And it's a reduction. If I could make it a small reduction of all of the stuff that I know, it would boil down to the serenity prayer. Grant me serenity to accept the things I can't change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Serenity to accept the things that are out of my hands. Whatever happened to that precious child, and he's still in the hospital. His heart is regulated now, and his lung is collapsed. So they're waiting really for his lung to reinflate and for him to be able to eat, right, before they send him home. And then at home, my kids will have to monitor him 3 times a day, checking his heart rate, just to see if he's slipped back into like a high heart rate. Because when they brought him in, his heart rate was 300 beats a minute. I know, it's kind of alarming, right? Anyhow, we value your prayers. His name's Ollie. So if you're the praying kind, please pray for little Ollie. He's such a sweet, sweet boy with a lovely little spirit. And I just, it's my hope. It's what I want for him to grow and thrive and, you know, be able to bless and inspire many through his wonderful life. But, you know, that is out of my hands. You know, whether Ollie lives or dies, you know, whether he stays here or moves on, it's not in my control. But I certainly will put my petitions before God. Definitely, definitely. And, you know, ultimately, I know that God is a good dad, and he's going to do the very best thing for Ollie and for my kids and for me, you know, even if maybe it doesn't look that way. So, anyhow, just a little side note there and, you know, about kind of accepting what is. And there's so much freedom, like, you know, not to say, you know, now please don't get me wrong, I did shed some tears. They're more tears of compassion. I really was, it broke my heart to see that little sweet thing hooked up to all of those tubes and whatever. And for my son and my daughter-in-law, just watching them go through this, I'm just really empathetic for what they're experiencing and what they're facing, you know. And of course, I want to get to know this sweetheart myself, you know, here on this planet. So, you know, I don't get me wrong, I did have my moments, but overall and overwhelmingly, I've just done what I can do in the moment, and I haven't worried about the future. I've been present, which we always talk about being present in the present moment. I'm grateful that I have the situation that I can actually be here and stay here, as I'll be staying for a little while longer. I don't know. God knows how much longer that I'll be needed here before I can go back to Tampa Bay. And, you know, like, I really miss the beach. I miss the warm weather. I certainly miss my loved ones down in the Tampa Bay area. But right now, this is where I'm supposed to be, and I'm here, and I'm grateful that I'm here. I'm grateful that I'm able to help out with the, you know, 2.5-year-old and help out with, just the laundry and the dishes and, you know, because the kids are really, they're staying with my grandson in the hospital. So I'm kind of managing the house and the dog and, you know, things like that. So, you know, I mean, it's great that I'm able to be here, and so I'm really, really grateful. But, you know, it's such freedom to be able to put things in God's hands and trust. You know, I've had so much freedom in that. So anyway, thank you for your prayers. And let's talk about the topic of the day. What do you really want in your life? I mean, we say that we want what? We say that we want what? Money. We want to win the lottery. We want a big house. We want a nice car, right? I mean, fame, maybe, wealth, power. How about this one? Ladies, when you were little girls, what did you fantasize about? True love, marrying your prince, right? Finding the one and living happily ever after. Well, what does happily ever after mean, and what is it that we're really going for? I talk a lot about getting intentional. I've talked a lot about being intentional on this show, and certainly it's module number one in my brand new, yes, it actually did get released this past week, finally, my new online course in my brand new academy. My academy is Life University, because I want you all to get great at living life. So this is the course number one, foundational course for everything else that you do, right? It's Thrive. This course takes you through step by step a process of self-discovery, self-awareness, retraining your subconscious brain, working with yourself as laying that foundation, right? And then after you get all of that, you set your intention, you lay your foundation, then you're ready to start your healthy new habits and actually putting the action steps to creating what you really want in your life in, and then on your calendar, and then implementing them. So it's a really, really comprehensive course. It's in a particular order for a reason so that you'll succeed. Anyway, it is a fantastic course. I'm so humble. I'm humbled and in awe that God chose this vessel, me, to flow this amazing inspiration through. So the course normally sells for $59, and I want to offer you guys a coupon code for $20. So if you go to youcanpullittogether.com, it's my website, and then you click in the tab on Life University, or if you go to, you can just go straight there, youcanpullittogether.com/life-university, I think is what it is. I'm going to check it out right now. Yes. Yeah, it's youcanpullittogether.com/life-university. Then you'll be at my Life University page, and you can click on the link called Thrive at the bottom of the page. That will take you to the Thrive page where you can purchase it. Now, what I want you to do, since you're a listener of Blog Talk Radio, is scroll to the very bottom of the page. There is a buy now button at the top, but I want you to use the one at the bottom, because when you go to the very bottom of the page, underneath the buy now button, there will be apply coupon code, and I want you to apply the coupon code blog. And then when you do that, you'll be able to, it will adjust the price to $20 for you, because I want to give that to you guys for $20 because you guys are my listeners. So anyway, and if you have any trouble, please give me a call or email me and we'll work that out. My direct line is area code 513 513-646-0767. Again, area code 513-646-0767. And you can email me at youcanpullittogether@gmail.com. So a couple of different ways to get, you know, quickly in a hold of me. Calling is better. Just leave me a message if we don't answer on your first time. And then someone will get right back with you, and we'll figure out how to get that to you for $20. And also please call me if you want a free coaching session, because I definitely offer one free coaching session to all people. I want to be able to talk with you. It would be an honor to speak with you and give you some tools and tips to improve your life, right? Okay, so anyway, getting intentional. Set your intention, like I said, is the very first module in my six-month program and my new online course called Thrive. But what does it really mean? What are we truly after as we set our intention? Now, I do talk about vision boards. I think they're very helpful tools. What we focus on, we see. That's a spiritual law. You know, if you bought a new-to-you car, it doesn't have to be a brand-new car. It could just be new to you. But all of a sudden, you're driving around and you're seeing all the other cars on the road that have the same make, model, and color as yours. You didn't even notice them before. You didn't see them. That's because you weren't focused on them. See what I mean? I mean, it's spiritual law. It's a spiritual fact. What you focus on, you'll be aware of. Where your focus is, your life goes. We've talked about that before. You know, a whitewater rafter will tell you to focus not on, don't focus on the rocks, but focus on the water around the rocks. Because where your focus goes, the boat goes. And a goalie, a soccer goalie, will tell you, don't look at, or a soccer player, I'm sorry, will tell you not to look at the goalie, but to look at the space in the goal around the goalie, because where your eyes go, the ball goes. You know, it's an actual fact. Where what you focus on, you will see, and where your eyes go, your life goes. It's really important. So when we talk about being intentional and what we really want, because that's what I ask in the first module, and we work with balance, so we use the whole person spiritually, socially, physically, financially, and your career also. So when we look at the whole person, what do you really want your life to look like in 6 months? How about 2 to 4 years? You know, spiritually, physically, how about your finances? How about your career? You know, what do you want in your life? Now, you know, people will say, I want to win the lottery. I want fame, power, wealth. True love, I want to meet the one. But in the words of the great philosopher Sheryl Crow, it's not having what you want, it's wanting what you've got. I love that line. It's from her song Soak at the Sun that was out in the 90s, I think, or maybe around 2000. You know, I had a great time yesterday. You know, it was a very different Easter for me, but I had my little, you know, almost 3-year-old grandson. He'll be 3 in May. And his other grandmother and I, we took him to church in the morning. Well, first of all, you know, I got up with him. I got the honor of doing that and having him find some Easter eggs that we had colored. And then we had those for breakfast. And then we went off to church, and the church that my kids normally go to, that I've been to a couple of different times, which is the type of church that I actually go to, it's a little ways away. And so, you know, the other grandmother didn't really want to go there. So we just went down the street from where the kids live, and there's a little Christian church there. And so, you know, it's a different kind of service for me, not what I'm used to. But I was, you know, still very blessed by a couple of things. And, oh, I mean, definitely I was blessed to be at church, to be with people celebrating Easter. But one thing really stuck out because the pastor was talking about, you know, our jobs, right, our careers. And he says, it's not a matter of what you're doing. It's a matter of what heart you're doing it with and why. And I loved that. I absolutely loved it. It's not a matter of what you're doing. It's a matter of what heart you're doing it with and why. You know, we've talked about this before, being present. You can't do anything with heart if your heart's not in it. But what does it mean to have your heart in it? It means to be present, to give it your attention. You can't do a task and actually give it your attention if your mind's on something else. And if what you're doing is happening in the now, right, then we should put our attention on that. If I'm doing this radio show and I'm thinking about what's happening this afternoon, or I'm thinking about, oh, I need to make this call or that call, you know, you may not know that. You might, I don't know. But I like to show up and be in attendance when I talk with you guys. In fact, I like to show up and be in attendance whatever I'm doing and whoever I'm with, you know, throughout my day. My day goes much better. I have a lot more fulfillment in life and my heart's in it. And so if it's a matter of what heart you're doing it with, what are you doing? What heart are you doing it with? And why are you doing it? So you can say, if you're at work today, if this is your lunch break, you can say, well, I'm at work and I'm working because I have to, because I need to get money. Well, you know, we all need money for sure. You know, money is the means of exchange. But we attach a lot of energy to it, and it's just money. It's a means of exchange. So, you know, if we feel like we have to show up and make money, we have to show up to work just so we can make money, and that's the only reason that we're doing it, we actually loathe our job. You know, like I said before, maybe it's time to consider getting a different job or starting another career. I'm not saying go in and give your resignation. That might not be the best choice for you, but you can look into other opportunities and apply for other positions. You know what I mean? You know, for some of you, it may be that you just need to go in and quit, but, you know, I mean, consider your financial well-being, because, you know, it's all about balance, right? We don't make a rash decision to do something. Now, certainly, if you're in some kind of danger in your job, and that's what I say about relationships too, I don't ever say, you know, I mean, we all want true love, and if we feel like we're not in true love because we're maybe tired, irritable, irritated at the other person, you know, bored with them or whatever, it's not time to abandon ship, because the grass is truly greener on the other side of the fence. It always is. Whenever you truly know someone and you're in the relationship with them and you know them inside and out, then it's what you know. You know all the good and the bad. When you get with someone new, you'll never see any of their negativity at first, right? So everything may seem all amazing, you know, and more will be revealed, I guarantee it. So don't think about jumping out of that relationship, but, I mean, consider ways to improve it. Think about, you know, fertilizing your own soil and trying to grow a greener relationship, right, instead of jumping ship. But if you're being hurt, abused, emotionally or physically, you need to remove yourself at least from the physical presence of that person and see if there is a way through it. You know, I'm not too optimistic about that, but people can change and miracles can happen. But, you know, oftentimes when someone's being abusive to you, that's a really strongly ingrained behavior pattern that, you know, it takes a lot of awareness for that person to be able to change. I'm not saying it can't happen, but it's may not happen in the time frame that, you know, that your relationship needs in order to repair itself. But, you know, if you're being abused at work, in a relationship, whatever, you know, you need to remove yourself for sure. But when you're thinking about what you really want in your life, you know, why do you want these things? I want to win the lottery. Why do people want to win the lottery? Because they want money. Why do they want money? Because, you know, most lottery winners end up bankrupt, right? And they end up losing or spending, squandering their winnings. You know, it doesn't really change their lives. In fact, they feel negatively about it in the long run, mostly. You know, that's not always the case, but, you know, it happens more often than not. So why do people really want the money? Because they want things. Well, why do they want the things? Because they want to feel important. You know, they want to feel secure. They want to feel important. They want to feel like they have a place in society. Well, I'm here to tell you, you are important. You matter. Your life matters. God created you with amazing gifts to share with the world. So what is it that you really want? You want security. You want love. You want to matter. And how do you do that? You do that by learning to thrive. You do that by really getting past the crap that's been holding you back so you can really live the life. Use the gift that God gave you and make a difference. That's what we really want. That transcends the shallow wishes of money, fame, wealth, power, and true love. Anyhow, to find out more about that, really pick up my course for $20. You know, once again, you can pull it together.com/life-university. Scroll, hit the Thrive link, and then scroll down to the bottom of the page under the Buy Now button. Click on the, you know, enter your, I don't know, coupon code, and then enter blog, B-L-O-G, for you Blog Talk Radio people. I love you guys. We are at the end of our program already. 30 minutes goes so fast. And as I set up my show very quickly last week, I realized it was only a 15-minute show. But it was so much fun doing that on the fly with you guys. I really love being with you every Monday. I pray that you're blessed and you have a wonderful week. God bless you. Get in touch. 513-646-0767. I love you. Take care. Bye-bye.